on Life 100.3. Do we ever love singing along with Phil Wickham? Anything that we can put on the radio from Phil. And the brand new album is out now. It's called Song of the Saints. We've got The King is in the Room, and What an Awesome God. Phil Wickham, thanks for being with us.
It's an honor to be on. Love you guys up there in Toronto.
Well, let's talk about the song The King is in the Room. I'm imagining some people maybe flipping the dial, Christian radio, and they come across that and they go, what king? What room? What are you talking about? Isn't God everywhere? So, I mean, maybe just take a little bit of that apart theologically if you want.
Yeah, well, that exactly is what the song is about. God is everywhere. And so whatever room you're in, whether it's the room of a subway or an Uber car or your church or a hospital or your kitchen or your bedroom or your schoolroom or your cubicle or the room of nature itself, God is there. And that's what this song was actually written at, for me specifically. It's so challenging to find great upbeat songs to start church services with.
Yeah.
There's just not many of them. And so I just found over the years, I like to add two or three to every record I put out just for my own church and my own concerts. And specifically songs that are meant to remind people, what are we doing here? Who's with us? To wake people's hearts up to the reality of what's happening. We're not, like when we meet together in a church, we're not just meeting for tradition, you know? We're meeting together as a body of believers in obedience to Christ to be encouraged and lifted up, but also to remember the promises that we have, that wherever two or more gathered in His name, it says Christ is in the midst. Doesn't mean Christ isn't there, Jesus isn't there when it's just one of us. He's always there. But He promises to move in special ways when we get together. And so to say together with the church, the King is in the room, to remind our hearts of what can happen, that healing can happen and people can get saved by his presence and there's freedom in His Spirit. All those things are available to us, but not just in a church. You're doing dishes in your kitchen. Oh yeah, the King is in the room. I can talk to Him right now. You're driving with tears coming down your eyes because you just got bad news. Oh yeah, the King is in the room right now. I can reach out to Him, you know? So that's what that song is for me. And I hope for other people too, is to remind them wherever they're at that God is just a word, a thought, an intentional thought away.
Mm. Well, would you agree that sometimes, even though He is there, you sense Him a little bit more, or you're a little bit more aware at one time or another?
I do agree with that. And I find in my life that it's almost always not because God says, right now I'm going to show more of myself. Even though sometimes I feel like He does do that in a special way when we intentionally come together as a people. Because He promises that He inhabits the praise of His people. And I just think God moves in a special way when we get together as the church. But so I think 99% of the time in my life, I am more aware of God because I've been seeking Him. And I've been intentionally saying, God, I want you more in my life, you know? Mm-hmm. And it says in the scriptures, knock and the door will be open, seek and you will find. And I believe that and is true for the presence of God and our awareness of Him. I know that this morning, in the busyness of this morning, I woke up a little bit earlier, which I don't always do. I'm not like super Christian, but I woke up a little bit earlier knowing my kids were going to wake up early, getting ready for school, just because I needed time with the Lord this morning. And I read through Psalms 2 and I read a little Charles Spurgeon commentary and I prayed and I sat there and listened. And I am so much more aware of God's presence. I think our awareness of Him really depends on our reaching out for Him.
Yeah. And with that awareness comes an appreciation that He is awesome. And this version of What an Awesome God that you've done, were you a little intimidated to take that on? Like, whose bright idea was that? Hey, let's take this song that the church knows so well and let's put the Phil Wickham spin on it.
Yeah, I think if it came like that, that like the idea was like, let's go for it, let's try to make this happen, then I would have been too intimidated and thought, no, let's not mess with legendary, iconic songs. But we really, it was kind of an accident. So it's like, it was late at night, that moment where you were hanging out with friends. Anybody can relate to this, maybe not the studio part. I was in the studio working on music all day, but you're with friends, you've been working all day, your mind is almost mush because you've been thinking all day. And we're just reminiscing, sipping some tea, you know. It's probably 11:30 at night. We all think we're about to go to bed. Right. And me and the producer start talking about songs that we grew up on, and we're talking about Delirious songs, like I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about Matt Redman songs, I'm Coming Back to the Heart of Worship.
Right.
And then he just said, you know what, my church, just this last Sunday, they brought out Awesome God, that chorus, and it erupted. And I was like, dude, what if we revamped Awesome God and did like a Forrest Frankie kind of beat over? I kind of threw it out almost as a fun little joke to end the day. Mm-hmm. And we did it. We wrote all those new verses and made the beat. And 30 minutes and went to bed. And we woke up the next morning and listened to it. And both of us were moved and thought, and I remember thinking, I want to sing this. I want to sing this live. And so we recorded it, not even knowing if we were allowed to. We actually had to go and reach out to the owners of the original song, asking them if they were even okay with it. And they loved it. They said, do it. And so we're like, okay. And so I started talking about it on Instagram and social media, like, hey, I got this new song. What do you guys think? And it was like, the response was way more than normal. So we're like, okay, maybe we're supposed to put it out right now. So we did. And it's just, and now it's really connected in a really special way. So it feels like that's often the case with some of these songs that really connect. It's like the formula didn't have a formula. There wasn't a big marketing, meeting about it. It just kind of happened and God was in it.
Awesome. It's Song of the Saints, Phil Wickham. Thanks for spending some time with us, man.
Thank you, guys.